Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a beautiful blue-skied downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of August 29th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a positive energy boost just for listening. And have you noticed the first signs of fall? It's getting darker earlier. I've seen some leaves actually starting to change already, and you can just feel it in the air. The change of seasons is one of the things that affect our energy. Whenever there are changes in nature, there are changes with energy. So in the Northern Hemisphere, we're shifting from the warm summer energy toward the dry and cold energy of fall and winter. So according to Ayurveda, we're transitioning from the Pitta energy of summer to the Vata energy of fall. So Ayurvedic medicine is one of the world's oldest holistic healing systems. It was developed more than 3,000 years ago in India. And it's based on the belief that health and wellness depend on a balance between your mind, your body, and your spirit. So fall and early winter, it's a time of Vata energy, and it's characterized by dry, cool air and a feeling of change. So Vata season is a time of the year when we're gonna seek warmth. It's a time for reflection and comfort and grounding and balance. So when we're out of balance, we build up excess Vata energy, and that can show up emotionally as fear, as worry, as anxiety, as insomnia. And physically, this can show up as dry hair and skin. You might be a little constipated and have some gas. You might be dehydrated or just general aches and pains. So what we want to do to help keep balanced and grounded right now is do all things that encourage warmth and moisture and grounding and stability, like avoiding extreme cold and keeping warm. So eating warm foods and warm drinks, and even using some of the warming spices like cinnamon and ginger. So this is a time when you switch from iced tea that you might drink in the summer to hot tea, which you're going to drink in the fall and the winter. We also want to reduce the amount of dry, cold, raw foods like salads, and eat more of the fruits and veggies in season like pumpkin and sweet potatoes and squash and zucchini. So when in doubt, eat what's in season, because Mother Nature always supports us in this way. So routine and stability help balance Vata energy too. So we want to stick to a regular schedule. We want to get enough sleep and eat and exercise regularly. We're also transitioning to gentler workouts. Workouts that calm your mind and your body, like yoga and doing more meditation. And this is all perfect timing because one, isn't everything all perfect timing? But two, we're in Virgo season, and Virgo's energy is all about helping us refine our routines and getting organized. And we talked about Virgo energy last week being like this back to school energy where we're getting our routines down and we're getting organized. And then September is here. And September this year is for setting the stage of what's to come. So October is a month of huge cosmic changes and shifts. And it seems that all through September, we're going to start getting whispers and little hints of this energy and what's to come. And we may be feeling a need to make changes in our lives, or we may be seeing things shift and change in the world around us. September also brings some powerful numerology. Being the ninth month of the year, it's the only month where our personal year number and our personal month number align, making September a really good time to focus on your personal year. So each year we have a personal year number to work with according to numerology. And this personal year number indicates some of the themes and the lessons that we work on that year. So while our personal year number remains the same all through the year, we also have a personal month number. And this monthly number can help us dive deeper into how we may be experiencing the themes of that month. So in September, however, our personal year number and our personal month number, they're always the same. And this amps up all of the numerology lessons and gifts that we're working with. So September is a month where we can really hone in on this number. So we've talked about 2021 being a number 5 year generally in numerology. And the number 5 represents creativity, adventure, finding new ways to do things. It holds this inspired, innovative vibration. And this is a year for decision making. And we've reached the halfway point in the numerology cycle of 0 to 9. And this is the stage where we might start to be feeling a greater sense of clarity and understanding which direction we want to head in. So to find out what your personal year number is, you just add your birth date, your birth month, and the number 5 together, since this is a 5 year. Then you reduce those digits even more by adding them together again until you're left with just a single number. So for instance, my birthday is June 9th. So if I add 6 for June, being the 6th month, and then 9 for the date, and then 5 because this is a 5 year, that gives me 20. And if I add the 2 and the 0, then I get 2. So I'm in a 2 year. And if you want to find out your personal month number, you take the number of the month and you add it to your personal year number. So for example, September is the 9th month. So I would add 9 to my personal year number of 2 and I get 11, which then adds up to 2. Because September is a 9, this is the only month of the year where your personal year and your personal month number are the same, making this a really good month to focus on the qualities of your year. So I'm gonna go through these years really quickly. And because this is a 9 year repeating cycle, it makes sense that a 1 year is a start of a new chapter and it's full of new beginnings. You start fresh in this year, which show up in many ways. And that could be a new attitude. It could be moving to a new location, expanding your family, starting a new job, a new relationship. So it's just like a blank canvas and you are starting all over and new doors open for you. So a 2 year is all about relationships and cooperation and balance and peace. And this is a year to keep building and climbing. So last year you may have focused had a lot of new beginnings and changes. And now in a 2 year, you're working on growing what you started in the 1 year. It's also a time for relationships, finding love, balance, and peace. So a 3 year is full of creativity, new ideas, dreams, and planning, and optimism. A 3 year is a year for anything and everything self-improvement related. So this is a time to put yourself out there and express yourself. A 4 year is about work and practicality and security and even stagnation. So in a 4 year, you're building the foundations for the future, and that takes work. So the menial tasks of life become more important, like saving money and paying bills or fixing the home, because all of these things are necessary to provide the foundation to grow. So 4 year is a period of building foundations and not standing still. 5 year is about freedom and change and discovery and travel. So this year brings some adventure and excitement. This is your time to really go after what you want that's in alignment with your higher calling. So there's change in a 5 year. And traditionally, this is the hardest year for people to deal with that aren't used to change. So when we're in a stage of expansion, both physically and mentally, making personal transitions in a 5 year. So since this is a 5 year, if your personal year is also a 5, this is considered a really lucky and prosperous year for you, a time where you can find this greater sense of personal freedom. And remember that you're already aligned with the vibration of the year, so just trust the process and enjoy the ride. So a 6 year is about family and service and sacrifice and health. So this year you have the opportunity to find a greater sense of harmony and inner peace, especially with your family. This is usually the time that people decide to get married or start a family. And if you're working too much, this is when you focus on the work-life balance. So you'll be nurturing and helping other people too. A 7 year is a time of self-analysis, study, introspection, maybe even a crisis of faith. So this year, you think a lot. It's a time to journey inside yourself, to be alone and examine your goals and your relationships and your behaviors. And you might even find yourself drawn to spirituality, and your intuition is magnified this year. It's a great year for spiritual development, where you just re-examine your goals and your relationships. So an 8 year is all about power, responsibility, finances, prosperity, and it brings many opportunities to transform and awaken. So this is the year that you could think of the caterpillar turning into the butterfly in an 8 year. This is the year to own your power and get your finances together, and abundance surrounds you in an 8 year. And finally, a 9 year. It's all about letting go and finishing up. It's about endings. We want to leave the past behind and prepare for the future. You know, focusing on closure and peace of mind. And you might, in a 9 year, start to feel that little bit of a calling, a little bit of a whisper, because we have the cycle starting all over again with the 1 year. So since we have double numerology energy this month, it might be a really great time to Google your personal year number to learn more about it. So we have another week of getting ready for fall, and this is going to look different ways to different people. Some of us will be getting ready by resting and recharging, and others of us will be planning and getting organized. So either way, just enjoy the week. Next week, we have a new moon, which represents the start of a new cycle. And with this new moon, we have more change. Yay, us, huh? So this is the last week before we move forward. So enjoy these last minutes of summer. Get outside, enjoy the weather, notice the changes happening. Remembering that when there are changes in nature, there's also changes with us and with our energy. And next week, we'll be talking more about embracing change. So have a fabulous week. Enjoy it, really. Enjoy this time. Think back over summer and how wonderful it was, and just relax. Do what you need to do to get ready for the end of the year. So have a fabulous week, and I will talk to you again next week.